This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Craig Brown, Vice President of Producer Affairs for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The high plains and rolling plains of Texas, where there is a very severe drought that is impacting dry land as well as irrigated cotton in that area. There has been slight amounts of rain in certain parts of West Texas that has helped some, but they're still very much without necessary capacity for planting and for irrigation, and their planting window is coming up quite soon. So it's a very serious situation in West Texas that will impact production there.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Primarily in the states of Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi is where we're seeing probably the biggest impacts on cotton plantings, and probably from Mississippi River flooding directly, but more so from backwater flooding as a result of tributaries backing up in those areas. So we don't have an estimate yet on how much cotton acreage specifically will be impacted. We believe that more corn, soybean, and wheat acreage that was actually planted and probably up will be more drastically affected by these floods, but will also impact planting decisions by some cotton farmers.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There has been a determination made by the Corps of Engineers regarding application of crop insurance at the Bird's Point flood zone area because the levee was breached there by the Corps. So cropland inside that Missouri cropland has already been determined to be covered by crop insurance. They've yet to make a determination on the Morganza spillway, which is now open, but we're expecting that decision quite soon. And obviously supporting a similar decision that crop insurance should be applicable to any crop losses in that Morganza area and any other area that is obviously flooded as a result of this excessive rainfall that occurred in the Mississippi Basin.